8:43. As you heard Fergal reporting in the bulletin, new cameras are going to be put up for Gardaí at rail junctions with roads to try and stop people from taking risks at the crossings. There will be automatic fines and penalty points for drivers caught by the cameras. Barry Kenny is with us. He's head of corporate communications at Éireann Road. Éireann, morning, Barry.
Morning,
thanks
Jan.
For coming in. Why the need for these cameras? Do many people come close to colliding with trains?
Well, we've had 30 incidents so far this year at level crossings. We've had 11 that have resulted in either damage to barriers or damage to vehicles. Indeed, we have one incident with injury as well. And
30,
yeah, so far this year. Well, I mean, it's something that we worked at with the Gardaí on a range of measures to reduce. And I think safety is always an evolving and improving situation. So we have monitored this both in terms of breaking red lights and in terms of speeding. And working with the Gardaí in planning this, and it is, say, in planning before we deploy the cameras, you know, we did speed surveys at areas like Farran Four Crossing, as an example, one of the areas we're doing some activity today. 152 kilometres an hour was recorded through a 50 kilometre an hour zone. Now, if you've got barriers coming down in that situation, you have a serious
incident. Yes, but compared to Europe, it's relatively rare here. I mean, even the number of incidents that you're talking about last year. So why the need for cameras if we're way below what happens across the rest of the country?
Because when you do have damage, when you do have situations where vehicles hit level crossings or indeed bridges, we had an incident last night affected the Dart as well. There's a very significant impact to our services. So safety is critical in terms of protecting the road user themselves, protecting other vulnerable road users like pedestrians or cyclists that might be going through the crossings, and then avoiding delays and disruption to the rail service as well. So by putting this in place, it is a very strong deterrent. You where these GoSafe cameras, which have been on the road network separately with the Gardaí before, you see 98.5% compliance. That's their data. So we will, as I say, it's planning with the Gardaí at the moment. It'll be in test before we deploy them fully. But it is an important extra, I suppose, tool in our box in terms of persuading users of crossings to do so safely.
How many cameras and where will they be?
We'll have up to 6, and these are quite mobile units, so you can move them around in terms of where the need is, where you're seeing kind of, you know, behaviour issues. I mean, you know, you look at where we have, you know, Serpentine Crossing, Merrion Gates, areas like that where we would see quite a lot of incidents, but we can move them around and say it won't just be Dublin area. We'll look at other areas, Farran Four, I mentioned Minish Crossing near Killarney, another one where we've seen.
Is there one near Mullingar that's a particular problem?
Mullingar in particular?
Near the lakes?
Oh, there are. But as I say, with 6 units and with the portability of them, we'll be able to look at areas at particular times. I think the issue we had there was more about a trespass point rather than it being road users going through, particularly in the summertime. And we put, I suppose, we've put security on that area in the summertime.
When will they be up?
We would hope later this year. As I say, we're going to go in test phase first with the Gardaí before deployment. And obviously, we'll communicate to users when that is in place. I should say today is, with a lot of railways across the world, we are focusing on level crossing safety. We've got patrols with Gardaí at 10 crossings across the network to encourage people at automated crossings, at user-operated crossings, to do so safely, to ensure, as I say, they're safe and rail services are too.
And the sanctions, are they the same as every other speed camera?
Yes, there'll be, obviously people will be incurring 3 penalty points for misuse when this is in place, €160 fines for speeding and €80 fines for breaking a red light.
So these aren't permanent cameras, is that right?
Yeah, they would move around, much in the way, I suppose, the kind of speed systems move around in the road system, and that will be ourselves liaising with the Gardaí and the Gardaí operating these with GoSafe. So we're certainly looking forward to them seeing them being introduced and, as I say, in enhancing safety for everybody who uses the crossings, whether they're on the trains or
What happened in Dublin yesterday? There was delays.
We had a truck hit Custom House Bridge. If you wanted to pick a bad time for that to happen, for customers, 5:15 on a weekday evening when people were going out to St Anne's Park for the Macklemore concert. So we had delays of about 35 minutes as a result of that. Our engineers have to check the bridges directly after vehicles hit it. So we would urge, I suppose, particularly drivers of high vehicles, it is absolutely critical you know your load height to ensure that you plan your route and don't cause disruption like this.
Barry Kenny, thanks for coming in to us. Barry Kenny is Head of Corporate Communications at Éireann Road, Éireann. 8:47.